You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Get to the phone right away, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Want to remind you, registration is open for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. Go to ervegas.com to sign up. It's $150 for all 3 days.
And don't be like me. I'm putting it off till tomorrow.
No. You got to sign up.
Yeah, because
of course, we put
out
your name in. You don't have to sign up.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Because I would forget.
You would.
I'm just that way.
So just remember, sign up, ervegas.com. We got you nice rooms, too, $59 a night.
Wow.
Can't beat that in Vegas.
No.
Well, you can a little bit in some places, but Bally's is a beautiful hotel. You're going to be right in the tower where the event is taking place, which is a good thing. So far we have Griff, Marcia Collier, Lynn Drawley, Debbie Levitt, John Colder, Ice Lawson, Thrifting with the Boys.
With the Boys.
Cliff Anico, and Cliff. Some surprising new additions, and one of them was on our show today, and I'm not going to say anything, maybe two, but definitely one was on our show today that you don't know about. It's going to speak there. We just can't put that person's name down yet. So go to ervegas.com. Also, if you can't call us, you can go to the eBay Radio Player, the one you're listening to us on right now.
Right now.
And you'll see the group. You'll see the Contact Us tab. Click on that. Type up your question or comment and submit it. And there you have it. You don't have to call in. We'd rather you call in.
We would.
But we also love it when you
send us
email.
We'll take what we can get.
You got that right. Absolutely right. So, Griff, what's going on at eBay? Anything exciting you can tell us about?
Well, you know, there's always a lot of stuff going on, of course. But we always have a roadmap planned out for the year, and teams are getting together and coordinating with that, and any of our promotions or some products that are being built or things that are under consideration. So, a lot of work there. And I kind of work now with a slightly different group of people. I know who they are, but we're working in a different arrangement now that I'm back in this community team, which reports up through social, which reports up through seller marketing. And that's a great place to be, seller marketing. So, to tell you, the job, it's never really boring. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. The place is a hive, and it's buzzing.
eBay is the kind of company that can't be static. They have to be changing and moving all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I read this little blurb, and unfortunately, I don't know where it came from, but tell me if you think this is true.
Okay.
eBay is reportedly working on an international shopping cart. They say that eBay's working to provide multi-currency capability that will make a global shopping cart work across international sites. Buyers will then be able to add any buy it now item to the cart, regardless of what site the seller listed it on or in what currency the item was listed.
Yes.
Oh, you can't tell us for sure.
Yes. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill myself.
Well, she just couldn't get enough of us. Lisa in Beaumont, Texas, known on eBay as I Love Selling, is on the line with us. Hey, Lisa, what's your question or comment?
Hey. I have a question about global shipping. I've never used it. I've never shipped anything other than Continental 48. And my main question is, like, I use all those exclusions when I list when I set up the listing.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose global shipping, do I still need to set up any exclusions, or is it only going to show to the countries that global shipping works with?
So the global shipping preempts the exclusion list for any countries that you have on the exclusion list that are also global on the global shipping program list. Why don't you ship internationally, by the way? Why don't you open your items up
to
this point?
You know, this is kind of like a little side part of a regular desk job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have time to, like, leave my desk. And my mail picks up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I have just never gone to the trouble to learn how to do it. I didn't,
it's so
I was afraid it would
easy.
Be too much work.
So it is, it's not extra work. If you are already printing out your postage at your location,
yes,
and you're having your mail picked up,
yes,
you can continue to do that. Now, with the global shipping program, what's easier is that it's less to worry about, because you're only shipping when you sell something to one of the countries in which global shipping, that one of the countries that's on the global shipping list, and there's 40-something and growing. You only ship the item to a warehouse in Kentucky. That's your only responsibility, getting the item intact to this warehouse, where the item is then carefully opened, the box is opened, just to check the contents, either resealed, if necessary, repackaged, but usually just resealed. And then eBay, with the help of a third party, continues the shipment onto the buyer, directly to their door. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't fill out custom forms. You don't have to worry about the item getting lost in transit while it's international. It doesn't get stuck in customs. It's guaranteed delivery right to the international customer's door.
Okay.
Have I sold you on it?
My next question is about, like, Alaska and Hawaii.
Yes.
I still need to exclude them, right?
Why are you excluding them?
Well, because I don't know how to, I try to offer free shipping.
Yes.
But what is that? I mean, I'm thinking that's going to cost me a fortune if somebody wants me to mail it to, I used to mail a lot of stuff to Alaska. It was expensive.
No.
No?
No. So it depends on your shipping method and what you're shipping. What do you sell?
Clothing mostly.
Yeah, you're
sometimes the winter boots got really pricey because they were heavy.
Yeah, well, if you're asking your sellers, you're paying for shipping, right? So you can just weigh the item and then go to the UPS site to get an indication of how much it's going to cost to ship to Hawaii or to Alaska. And that's your worst-case scenario. Make sure you're adding at least that much into the margin. But it does not usually cost more to ship to Hawaii and Alaska. I am all for opening up sales to as many potential buyers as possible, because it's about making the sale.
I'm trying to work up to that. I worked up to free shipping.
Good.
Months ago, I talked to you. I had a wedding dress listed. And you fussed at me for having $50 shipping on there.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
Well, now we've sold quite a few of them with free shipping.
Yeah.
We have. We've sold quite a few. We're doing best offers, and it's working out really good.
So you've got to get over this international fear.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're losing out on sales.
And I felt bad a couple of times. People from Canada actually messaged me and asked me to mail stuff, and I just didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, my God, those nice people in Canada.
Kind of time-constrained here, so I didn't want to open myself up to too much more work.
You won't be doing too much more work. When I ship internationally, it's still the same process. Print the label, pack the item, drop it off at the post office on my way to work.
Okay.
Or if I was staying at home all the time, having the postal company come and pick it up. It's not any more work.
Okay, and if it sells in a foreign country, it's only going to be a country that I can mail it to the global shipping people in Kentucky.
If you say on the item, make this available, use the global shipping program, and you provide no alternate methods to to present the item to countries that aren't on the GSP list, then you'll be fine. Yeah.
And how often, think about this, how often are you going to get an international sale or a sale to Hawaii or Alaska? It's not like your entire day is going to be filled with this. And like Griff said, it's not any more time.
And remember,
I think you need to reconsider.
Right. Sure, you're right.
You need to reconsider.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you need help with different strategies, I do recommend, if you haven't done already, to go to the other seller experts and get their opinions and advice. And you can find them on eBay's chat boards, but I love the eBay the Facebook groups that some sellers have put together, like Cindy Sorley's group or the Shipping with the Boys, which is Thrifting with the Boys Only Shipping. And it's not necessarily that the managers of these groups answer all the questions. What's the power of this is the power of all of us, is that there are some really savvy sellers who can give you some great tips and advice about how you...
Well, that's what I need to do. I need to look at Facebook.
Yes, you must. I know it's a time sink.
I am still learning.
Yes, well, but you're doing good, and I think your next step is international. Go for it, babe.
You can do this.
You know, the theme of our eBay Radio Party and Conference this coming June is going global. That's what it is, going global. You need to consider the world.
I have not talked to my boss into sending me there yet, but don't think I didn't ask.
Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate your call today. Bev in Chicago. User ID, Sammy Can, too. Hey, Bev, what's your question or comment today?
Well, first part of February, I found out something very interesting.
Yes?
I noticed on February 1st that my total listings were dropping. And I'm not your normal person. I keep a spreadsheet that has when I first listed it and when it's going to end and all the good information on it. And my numbers were dropping and dropping. And then I figured out it was, I'm one of the lucky people that got three free relists.
Hold your thought.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get right back to you in a minute. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, we'll go into today's final opportunity for you to call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Terapeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents The Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called Terapeak.
Terapeak?
Yeah, Terapeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this Terapeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with Terapeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with Terapeak. You can too. Sign up today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 239.
Pictures are important when selling on eBay. Sarah Graham is known on eBay as Western Air 88, and she has this tip when it comes to photos.
You need to have clear, very easy to see pictures that are going to stand out. You don't want to use your iPhone or your iPad if you're going to get really fuzzy pictures that aren't easy to see. People use eBay Mobile for listing, which is really great, but you need to make sure that you're getting those clear, focused pictures. It doesn't matter how many pictures you take. If I can't tell what the item is or get a good idea and feel for what the item is going to look like, no matter how many pictures you have, I'm just not going to bid.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's very last open phone segment is brought to you by Stitch Labs Inventory Management for eBay Sellers. Go right to that phone right now and dial us at 888-RADIO-30. That number is 888-723-4630. So somebody wrote on the chat board, because we were talking about film equipment. Mm-hmm. They had an old SX-70 Polaroid camera, one of the most brilliant pieces of machinery ever built, by the way, in my estimation. And they were sad, oh, you know, I only have two, I guess they have some boxes of SX film, and, oh, SX-70, but, oh, well, you know, I hope the Impossible Project makes it. Dude, lady, they've been making it for the last 2 years. You can buy brand new Impossible Project film for your Polaroid camera, whether it's an SX-70, a 1200 format, which is the Spectral line, or just a regular 600 line, which is almost all of those cameras that were made in the last 20 years that, you know, they take a format of film called 600. These are all integral film. You can buy new film in packs of 8 from the Impossible Project. So all is not lost, and you can buy it now, not next year, not the year after.
But they've now.
They've been developing this for the last 3 years, and the quality has improved markedly with each release. I would never have recommended it in the first year. It was definitely an artist niche product that you, because you never knew what the results were going to be. But I think it's now ready for consumers, and so I recommend. And you'll find it now is for sale at different sites that sell photography equipment like B&H, and I know that Amazon has a store there for Impossible film, and you can always buy it on eBay. There's people reselling it all the time. So you can buy this film.
Very good. So now through April 30th, eBay store owners can save up to $150 per item. Did you know about this?
I did.
On final value fees for high value items in select categories.
Well, that's fantastic.
eBay is capping final value fees at $100. But we need to get back to Bev. Bev, sorry about that. I just had to give that little report there.
No problem.
So you were saying?
Okay, so my fixed price listings that I had the automatic 3 relists on were not relisting. I would get an email that said your item ended, it will automatically be relisted, but it wasn't happening.
Oh.
It took 3 phone calls to eBay.
Yeah.
And finally somebody emailed me and said, it appears you don't have the right shipping method on. Forget it fast.
Right. That's correct. Yes. We've talked about this.
Okay. But what they also said to me was, if you look at your unsold, you'll see the note that eBay gave you.
Right.
And I went, no. So I sent her a screenshot of my unsold, and there was no note there.
No. Oh, okay.
She wrote me back again.
Yeah, right.
I use Selling Manager Pro.
Right, okay.
If you go to Selling Manager Pro, mm-hmm. on the top left-hand side is a tab called Activity. If you hover over that tab, the word sell will appear. You click on sell, and a new page pops up, and you scroll down till you get to your unsold items. And eBay gives you notes when something like this happens. This item didn't automatically relist. To relist it, go to the listing tool. And they also gave notes on a few of my other items. List this item as fixed price, good till canceled, with best offer, so that more buyers will find your item. This page has everything on it.
Yeah, it's a great page.
I didn't even know the page existed.
Now, where do we go to find it again?
You can go to, so it's, well, there's two ways I believe you can get to it. So you can go to, I'm going to just double check this. So you should be able to see this on your, you should see it on the Selling Manager page under Summary. And you can also see it under just the regular sell page, which if you go to the Activity tab, hover, click on sell, and then just scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see those notices. And there's also announcements and promotional offers as well.
There's a lot of information on that page.
Yeah.
And what I was told then afterwards is that most people do not use Selling Manager and or Selling Manager Pro. That's their homepage.
I don't know if that's absolutely true, but yes, there are people who don't use it, yes.
So I just wanted to pass this information along, because they originally said to me, you're the only one that's had this problem.
Ah.
I don't think so. I mean, granted...
You mean about the get it fast?
About not relisting, about these things not relisting.
Because of what?
Because of the get it fast.
Right. So the problem was that the United States Postal Service changed some of their classes of service from expedited overnight express to not. So they used to have they still do have something called Priority Express. It used to be called overnight, one-day shipping. It is no longer because they're finding that it's not always the case. So they removed that designation from that class of service. They kept it on the express envelopes. So those will get it fast. FedEx or overnight will get it there fast. But if your shipping method for get it fast was Priority Express, it's no longer the case.
Right. So,
and that was a USPS change, not an eBay change.
And the only, when she wrote me back and with the Get It Fast, it was because of your radio show last week that I put one and one together and came up with two.
Fantastic.
We're helping people count.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you, Bev.
Thank you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We'll be live again this February 13th with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific. Thanks to the eBay Radio team and everyone who makes the show what it is, and it is great. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.